So we're now more than, what is it, 80 days into the second Trump administration. And on both the national and the world stages, things are going just about as poorly as I told you that they would when we were sitting at this desk on election night. Instead of mass deportations of illegal invaders, C-130 flights back to the third world have now been canceled and federal law enforcement officers have been reassigned. Instead of tracking down killers and drug dealers and gang members and rapists sent to the United States by their corrupt third world governments to maim and kill Americans and leech off of our welfare systems like big fat sombrero wearing ticks. Instead of that, the Trump administration has set its sights on college students who don't support Jews, who don't support Israel. Instead of flexing American muscle and taking back control of the Panama Canal and using the proceeds to prop up our fledgling economy like he said that he would, no. Instead, Trump has handed the canal to BlackRock, to Larry Fink, to a bunch of Jews on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv, a canal that thousands of American men died in the process of building now belongs to the Jews. As do some of the biggest, most valuable, most heavily trafficked ports on the face of the earth. And by the way, remember when Trump was supposed to be the free speech president? The anti-censorship candidate who knew what it was like to have his speech shut down? Well, that was all fake, too. Not only is Trump's little boyfriend, Elon Musk, censoring yours truly and countless other thought criminals all over the place on the X platform, but Trump is now using the full weight of the United States government to silence and to shut down anyone accused of anti-Semitism. We'll take a lot of credit for that, by the way, and we won't apologize to you for it. He's not just going after foreign students and green card holders. No, he's going after American citizens. The entire U.S. government has been turned inward to combat its own citizens at the behest of its Jewish overlords, its Jewish creditors. These are the people that are setting the stage for Noahide enforcement in the United States of America. It was just days ago that Trump hired a rabbi to monitor the anti-Semitic speech of the American people. I'm dead serious. Trump made this announcement in a Truth Social post, writing that, quote, "I am proud to nominate Yehuda Kaplun as the United States special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. Yehuda is a successful businessman and a staunch advocate for the Jewish faith and the rights of his people to live and worship free from persecution. With anti-Semitism dangerously on the rise, Yehuda will be the strongest representative for Americans and Jews across the globe and will promote peace. Congratulations, Yehuda." End quote. Spoiler alert here. Jews don't promote peace. Okay, we already know that. No, instead, this subversive Israeli-born dual citizen rabbi is going to promote Noahide enforcement. He's going to promote the stifling of American speech and the judicial punishment, perhaps even the execution of those who question the Jew. Anybody found guilty of anti-Semitism? And if you think that things on the home front are bad enough already, well, it gets even worse when we zoom out and look at the worldwide picture here. Because if you've been paying attention, then you'll know that the United States of America is at the cusp of going back to war in the Middle East, on the cusp of fulfilling Israel's dream of total Middle Eastern conquest, the establishment of greater Israel, and the genocidal destruction of every nation that once stood in its way, including Iran, the final domino in the region, the last nation that's standing in the way of Israel's full-spectrum dominance, the last Middle Eastern country that hasn't been invaded by the Rothschild cabal. But that'll all change soon enough. Mark my words. Because Trump isn't the peace president that he told us he would be. He's a war president. He's a war for Israel president. It's disgusting. And this plays in heavily to Trump's embrace of Noahide censorship laws. This government doesn't want you questioning the Jew. They don't want you questioning Israel. Because if you do, you won't be so excited to go to war. You won't be so excited to go and send your kids to war. Because once you start asking questions, you learn that all of that is fake. You learn that Trump's not putting America first, but he's putting BlackRock first. He's putting Larry Fink first. He's putting Israel first. He's putting Jews first. He tried to warn us. He told us that he was going to make Israel great again, but the American people, they just didn't want to listen. Oh, he fumbled over his words, Stu. They didn't want to believe the words that were coming out of their Messiah's mouth. And now, once again, this country is on the cusp of a total war abroad and total economic ruin on the home front. Is this what you voted for, MAGA? Charlie Robinson has been following the latest developments out of Washington and elsewhere. He joins us now to share more on this. Charlie, I mean, I don't know. I'm just reporting it how I see it. What say you?
Tired of all this winning yet?
Hey, well, we don't have to use paper straws anymore. And that big body of water is now the Gulf of America. So, yeah, trust the plan. Yeah.
This is disgusting, but I'm afraid it's going to get much worse. I'm getting vibes of 1973 oil crisis when that war kicked off between Israel and Egypt and Syria, known as the Yom Kippur War. The thing about it was that it wasn't some unscheduled event. The truth of the matter, when you peel it back a little bit, was that the war that happened in the fall of 1973 was scheduled earlier that year at Bilderberg. And the oil companies were all in on it. They knew what was coming. They knew what it would happen to the price of gasoline internationally, but America specifically. It went from $3 a barrel to $12 a barrel in just a matter of weeks. And a war on behalf of Israel that is fought against Iran will not only shut down the Suez Canal in Egypt, it'll shut down the Strait of Hormuz and the waterway between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And if that happens, America, with its strategic petroleum reserve that's already been drained during the Biden administration, is going to see oil prices, the likes of which we've never seen, which will most definitely kick off a financial collapse, not just across the Western world, but internationally.
So yeah, the economic blow to this country every time that we go to war is absolutely disastrous. And the only people that make money are the Rothschilds, who fund both sides of every war, both sides of every intervention, all of these regime changes and the spreading of democracy and nation rebuilding. That's what we like to call that, right? Yeah, we're going to set up an interim democracy. What does that mean? Well, we're going to let warlords fuck little boys for about 20 years in the sand somewhere, and we're going to teach Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism, and then we're going to leave, and we're going to leave this terror group that the CIA created, that the taxpayer funded, in charge of the region, and we're going to leave them all of the bombs and missiles and, you know, munitions that are required to cut innocent people to pieces. And that's what they're doing everywhere, all over the place. And now, Toby Keith, bless his heart, rest his soul, he's probably resting by the lake of fire, after writing a song talking about putting a boot in your ass, because that's the American way. And that is the biggest weapon. It's the propaganda that gets Americans to go and support this shit, to go and say, yeah, yeah, let's go kill the towel heads. Okay, well then why don't you go? Why don't you send your kids to go over there and do that? And the more and more I see this, I'm 100% anti-war. 100% anti-war. But I would, at this point, I would support a full-scale bombing of Israel. We should be at war with Israel 1,000 times over after what they have done to those innocent Muslims and Christians in that region.
It's been disgusting, but it's not surprising either, because if you listen to what General Wesley Clark said on the Amy Goodman show back in 2007, 7 countries in 5 years, finishing off with Iran. Here we are. I mean, what we didn't know at the time, we might have suspected, but we didn't know for sure, was that that foreign policy was 100% dictated by Israel. That was not America's idea to start these wars. That was Israel's. And we are a controlled nation under the control of a parasite that has not only, it's taken control of the government, it's taken control of our media. It's taking control of the minds of the general public of America. You can't walk into a church and not be confronted with Christian Zionism all of a sudden. that just came out of nowhere. You're talking about the most brainwashed people around.
Well, I mean, I definitely agree that you can't avoid Christian Zionism in the American church and in the Christian church really worldwide. You can't avoid that. But I don't know how recent it's actually been, because my programming started when I was, you know, old enough to remember. I was going to church, obviously, since I was born, but old enough to remember. I mean, these pastors at these Methodist and Lutheran churches, and now these like Calvary chapels that have popped up all over the place, the Jack Hibbs, you know, the John Hagee, the Mike Montgomerys, the Mike McClures of the world that are standing there alongside of people like Pastor Greg Locke, who, you know, drapes himself in the satanic star of Remphan and cheers on the complete flattening of an area that's populated by youth largely. You know, I mean, this is what they're doing because these are God's chosen people. And that's what they told you. That's what they told me. And I always kind of raised an eyebrow, never really asked any further questions about it. Didn't really care, to be honest with you. But now, when I look back, I see how weaponized this whole thing has been for a very long time after the introduction of the Scofield Bible. And the most dangerous part about that, in my opinion, Charlie, and I'll get yours because I value your opinion, the most dangerous part about that is Christians are people who will fight and die for their security in knowing that they will have eternal life in heaven, right? And so they will ideologically die and, in many cases, physically die for that cause. This is a huge problem because there's 2.4 billion people that identify as Christian, 30 million Christian Zionists here in America, and they're the foot soldiers of the Jews. They won't go and fight their own wars, but we will soon be fighting senseless wars on their behalf, participating in the genocide of whites as we send our best and brightest to go die in the sand for a cause for the Rothschilds. It's the greatest plan ever, and I don't think that it's really recent, and they're using the church as the biggest weapon.
It's quite an achievement that they've, I mean, credit where credit is due. If you want to subvert a country, you have to have a long enough time frame. You can't do this overnight. And if you look back on this, it's been gradual. It's been reinforced by the media. And of course, for those that are deeply religious, you along the way, you learn to trust what you're being told. You learn to take that and internalize that, and that becomes part of your belief system. And when you confront people about this later in life and explain to them, you've been had by some very devious people that are extremely smart and manipulative and know exactly how to get you.
They don't want to accept it, and they don't want to believe it, and they reject that, and they look at you like you're evil and a conspiracy theorist, and how dare you talk about these people that way. And they do the same thing by extension with President Trump. You know, they say the same things about him. You're not allowed to question him, just like Israel. You're not allowed to criticize him, just like wars on behalf of the Jews. You know, I mean, you're not allowed to do those things, or you're like an evil and awful person. This guy is literally a mass murderer. Like, I mean, honestly, Operation Warp Speed, if that wasn't enough, I mean, now he wants to build Trump Gaza atop the bones of little kids. This is insanity. And you have people cheering it on, like, fuck those guys. You know, what have those Arabs ever done for us? It's just unbelievable. They're actually supporting children dying and just saying, well, they should be the winners, or sucks to suck, or why don't they win more wars? This is what these people are saying.
I take comfort in knowing that they are losing the public relations battle. There's no amount of stifling of speech that can overcome the images that we're seeing of Gaza turned to rubble, of hospitals being hit not once, but five times. This is a stain on humanity. It's a stain on America. This is happening with American weapons and at America's behest. And the cheerleading that's going, the enthusiastic cheerleading by the dumbed down Americans that are wrapped in wrapped in a flag, thinking that they're standing on the side of goodness. Take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at what you are advocating for. These are children that are being murdered. How many videos do you need to see before you figure out you're on the wrong side of humanity on this one? There's no excusing this away. There's no PR campaign. There's no Douglas Murray debate that's going to sway my opinion on this.
Right.
This is This is the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life. And
there's
it
no
is
way
happening
to justify
on
it
camera.
At all. It's all happening on camera. I was just going to say that. You know, they've been able to dupe us with wars, you know, in the past, weapons of mass destruction and incubator babies. You know, they've been able to blast a lot of propaganda about World War II and the decades before it and the decades after it and ever since. And, you know, we just didn't have access to the information superhighway like we do now. But if you get off your ass and you go do some research and you look into it just a little bit, you'll find lies immediately, discrepancies all over the place. And totally made up out of whole cloth genocides that never even happened. It's just absolutely insane. And they always bring kids into it. You know, what with the burn pits and all of these things that you later find out absolutely didn't exist. And how do we know that? Well, it turns out that aerial reconnaissance is kind of a big deal when it comes to wars. And there are pictures that prove that the burn pits never existed. We live under the empire of lies. We live under a murderous, illegitimate, pedophilic, occupied regime. And Donald Trump is driving the ship. Charlie, where can people come and find you? I know that they always ask me after a hit with you, so I want to give you the opportunity to shill yourself.
Activist Post is a fantastic independent news website. I acquired it in January of this year in an all-Bitcoin transaction. They've been spreading fantastic articles for the last 15 years. So go to activistpost.com if you're interested in getting news that seems like it's from the future. It's the sort of stories we talk about now. Mainstream talks about 3 years from now. And go to macroaggressions.io. And if you're interested in catching my podcast, comes out twice a week. Go catch my interview with David Icke from last week. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, David Icke does blow my mind all the time. He's a real one for sure. It don't is. Agree with him wholly on everything. You know, I mean, I can nitpick a few things. But you know what I love about David Icke is that his message never changes. No. And there are very few of us whose messages never change, you know, despite money being thrown in your face or anything else. So the Activist Post, you acquired it with 100% Bitcoin.
I wished him a happy 30th anniversary of his book, And the Truth Shall Set You Free, came out in 1995. In that book, he laid out the entire JFK assassination and Israel's role in it a full 30 years before the mainstream finally talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, David Icke has been right about a lot of things. Well, since you're into crypto, go up your bag, get yourself some J-Proof, all right?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
All right, man.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon. Charlie Robinson, everybody, check out the Activist Post and check out what's coming up next as the Stu Peter Show continues in about a minute and a half. Go nowhere. So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services. And of course, we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poisoned everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to big pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting ZSAC nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com.
Are you using your phone or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications. Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.